This is the story of seven strangers chosen to live in a house and have their lives filmed. You all know where this is going. So that we can see what happens when people stop being nice and start being... There we go. There are all the children of the 90s. If you came of age between 1992 and 2012, then you probably saw MTV's The Real World. While it was not the first reality television program in existence, that honor goes strangely to some near documentaries produced by the BBC in the 70s. It was genre-defining, and it set the stage for what would become, and even still today, an exploring and exploding collection of programs suggested to capture the reality of daily life. Now, as I can see you all rolling your eyes, you know as well as I that these so-called reality television programs were far from. They took but snippets of the lives of these seven strangers and knitted them together in a bizarre pastiche of drama and trial and just bad taste most of the time. But we learned. And before you laugh too hard or look down your nose too much, consider the reality of your Facebook feed. Are you being real? Or are you snipping together bits and pieces of your life to portray a certain image, a certain sense of who you are and what makes you tick? No, we play fast and loose with reality, don't we? Taking only the best parts and sweeping some other things that we would perhaps not talk so much about under the rug so that folks don't ask us, how are you really doing? Now, because this is the way of the church to sometimes follow popular trends, I think that might be what the lectionary is trying to do today, except they did it backwards. Taking, as I shared with the children, two snippets of the real life of Jesus and cutting them away from two powerful miracles, then throwing away the miracles and showing us Jesus. I'll save you the challenge. Or the joy, perhaps, of going home and checking this out in your Bible. What occurs between verse 34 and verse 52 are Jesus feeding the 5,000 and Jesus walking on the water. This is the Jesus that we so often long to see. This is the Jesus that we put in our stained glass windows. This is the Jesus that we put in our children's storybook Bibles. But it is not the Jesus we hear about today. Today we get snippets from the daily life and reality of Jesus. And I wonder if we are satisfied with that reality. Jesus, it says at the beginning, is receiving his disciples from all of the places to which he has sent them. He is hearing of their great and wondrous deeds, and he invites them on a retreat, a vacation. We all need a vacation. Yet no matter where Jesus goes, the crowds are there, looking for his teaching, looking for his healing. Jesus never gets a break. Sadly, his life, I think, looks a little bit more like ours than we care to admit. No time, no capacity. And interestingly, it doesn't look very much like the coming reign of God, which he has proclaiming. These endless Sabbaths that the ancient prophets spoke of, where are they for Jesus? The nations coming to the mountain of the Lord to sit down, where are they? No, they look like sheep without a shepherd. And whenever Jesus enters a town and goes to the marketplace, does he find the wealth of the nations brought to the feet of the incarnate God? No. The sick, the suffering, and the needy laid out on display. Not only is this life portrayed of Jesus a little too real, it borders on the edge of the surreal in the potential it has to frustrate his followers and maybe even Jesus himself. Jesus has come to proclaim a new reality. And it is a reality that looks a little bit too much like our daily life. Sometimes I get in those strange conversations with people on trains and buses, but we don't do that here in Houston, do we? Let's say in cafes, at restaurants and in bars. Oh, you work at church? I used to go to church, they say. I really needed something from church. I was at a low point in my life. I was sick. My mom was dying. I needed something. And what did I get in the church? Nothing. No miraculous healings there. No immediate end to my suffering. No great miracle. In fact, I found a church that was made up of people living their daily lives. That makes my heart sad. Because that is my experience of the church, but that and much more. Yes, there are miraculous healings. Yes, even here, people's lives are changed in great and glorious ways, but there's more to it than just that. There's more to it than the reality show, Facebook feed, presentation of the church as a community of miraculous expectation. There is a daily life to our lives together. To the outsider or the neophyte, to the person who's just passing their way through our doors on the way from one experience to another, might miss. And it's in this reading too. For in the words of those brought sick and lame and suffering and dying to be laid in the marketplace, there is not utter despair but hope. If we but touch the hem of his garment. If we but touch the hem of his garment, we too will be healed. This is the daily part of Jesus' life. Not just the curing, not just the teaching, not just the wandering and being harried, but the inspiration of hope within those closest to him and within those who but seek to see him. The kingdom of God for this Jesus who wanders about the shores of the Sea of Galilee is not simply a collection of great and glorious miracles. It is a collection of people. Of people with hope. And this is not only powerful, but it is attractive. as we move through our lives together, brothers and sisters, we sometimes, and I think we earn it, can get a little bit down on ourselves in the church. We look around and we see things in disrepair. We see folks suffering and hurting, ailing, and even dying, brought out and laid before us, laid in the midst of us, laid on our hearts and our minds, and we wonder, perhaps even aloud in our prayer to God, is it getting any better? And it is. Maybe not in light switch throwing miraculous ways, but little by little. And in fact, it is those coming into our midst that are the sign that we are doing the work of God in this place. For this community, for this gathering of faithful people, is a place where folks pray for one another, where folks with differences, even deep differences, begin the process of reconciliation, where people are fed both spiritually and physically. This is where the kingdom of God is breaking in our midst, and folks are being attracted to it. And it's messy. And it's day in and day out. And it is not an endless Sabbath. But it is absolutely real. For this is a community of hope. A community of people who, by their experience and by their relationships, are even now nurturing that seed of hope that says, even if we but touch the hem of his garments, we too will be healed. Friends, this is the real world. And as we learn in our strange pastiche of a text today, it is a real world that Jesus deeply loved, and that Jesus readily participated in every day of his life. Amen.